So last time we were discussing, Vinose Ba'olam Chavir. I figured you came late because you said L'davar Hashem Arik, so you come 2 minutes after you normally come. So we're discussing the concept of feeling the pain of another. And we'll just start with a story, a simple story. Again, if this were me and you, it wouldn't be such a story, but the fact that this is the Stipler we're talking about, that we're talking about the following story. Did we do the paragraph for Leisha Kashi Yosra? Is that what we're up to?
Leisha,
let's start from there. Leisha Kashi Yosra, let's say, says all habayis, right? The woman has more responsibilities of the home. Somebody wrote to me last week, after last week's share, that it's ironic is that women's libbers have messed over a lot of women. Because what happened?
What?
Why do women's libbers mess over women?
What's libbers?
Libbers, women who pushed for progressive agendas for women to go out of the house. Because the women assumed all the responsibilities still of the house. Now they had to go get a job, but the men didn't take it. There was no such thing as men's libbers who wanted to take care of the home. So the women's got stuck. So now all of a sudden the pressure was on. And this no se ba'olam chavero for the women became very, very challenging. Lisha kashi yoser la se says al abayis. Kishiroa. The husband's bouncing, where he's not paying attention to what she's doing. Like, you imagine you call home, and that's the way things are, right? Not because, you know, the house is magically clean. The food is magically prepared. Everything falls upon her. But often, in this regard, mamish falls on her. If the husband doesn't notice any of this stuff or just doesn't even pay attention, then what that could do is she could like fall underneath this weight. Chas v'shalom. Me'idach gisa, from the opposite extreme, etzim adar v'shabal derish v'chafet l'das prati masi v'avodas besam kvar makila me'aleha. Just the fact that the husband pays attention and takes note of the work that's done in the home, that will lighten the load on the wife. Not that he's folded an item of laundry. Not that the husband has washed a dish. Not that he's cooked anything. But by virtue of the fact that he pays attention to what's going on, that already lightens the load. The etzim hatzah shalo lavo lazros, and the fact that he even suggests to help out, kfarno senes la chizuk, that gives her chizuk. That's why you're typing to your wife right now, could I help with the cooking? Very good. Anyway, upamir mabos himuteris alizraso bipol. And sometimes she might even she'll waive her the ability for him to help out. Meaning the very notion that you care and that you're sensitive towards it lightens the load. Lav dafka that you actually did anything, you lifted a finger. But it doesn't mean you suggest that you want to help and you really don't mean it. That's what do you call that? Disingenuous. That's patronizing, but it's got to be sincere, it's got to be genuine. This is not a trick. This is real life. There's a story that's said about the Stipler. Again, if we said the story about me, it wouldn't be a big deal. If they said about you, it wouldn't be a big deal, but it's about the Stipler who valued every minute. And like, you know, it was a masmid otzim, you know? So if it's about me, shkoyach, you waste a lot of time, so you help your wife, big deal. But this is the Stipler. Avlo shel marana goyin Stipler. Simple, they spoke about him. Ki im karish ishto rabbanis alava shalom halacha lishom erov ayafasa. One time his wife went shlof because she was tired. We blew the shtofa sakela before she washed the dishes. Hu nichtes b'shamu cheres balayla. So what does Stipler do? He goes in very late at night. El cheder abishal. I call it the cooking room. We call it the kitchen. V'shatef hasakela. The Stipler washed the dishes. Ki yadosh ishto tismach b'boker. Knowing why he do it. Because when his wife woke up, my gosh, like some elf did the dishes. Could you imagine? Limsos cheder achrishul naki masuder. The kitchen was all clean. They say about another gadol, like the wife didn't want him ever helping out, because like he relied on his coolers. You know, the wife goes, "This guy was an odd gadol Yisrael." She says, "You're trafing up my kitchen, so you got to be careful, right?" But again, when people see that you're helping out, it takes the load off of. Od sipro az, and they continue. When a guest came to him, Masmid Gadol, who was a big Masmid, Kedelisho al Sidre Alimud, so the Masmid came to the Stipler to ask him about what he should be learning. Shalos Samaran, so the Stipler asked him, Hemu Ozil Famil Yishto Bishah Tzerech, to help your wife? Did he have a Seder in that? You know the famous story of Rav Gifter? I never told the story of Rav Gifter, it's one of those famous stories. There was once a couple, And they were fighting because the wife felt she needed help. And the husband says, no, I shouldn't help you. I should be learning. I should be learning all the time. So they went to Rav Gifter. And they asked Rav Gifter, you know, what's the matzav? What should they do? And Rav Gifter said, no, he's too chash of a matzmid. You shouldn't bother him. So the husband is all pumped up. He leaves. They leave the meeting. He's fired up. And, he has... the Gadol Hador is paskened in his favor. The next day, there's a knock on the door in the house. It's Rav Gifter. He goes, I came to help clean up. The guy felt like such a schmendrick, you know. Anyway, it's a great story. I wonder if it's true, whatever it is, it's one of those stories. You have to. I don't remember where I heard it, but I definitely heard it. And
it's Faris.
Yeah, Farisim, yeah. Lincias ol shayagam hachov lahargish es hatzrachim anafshim. The husband also has to feel the spiritual, not the physical demands, but the non-physical demands. Shalishta.
Emotionally.
Thank you. Is that what they say on there? Yeah, good. Non-physical. Shekvar doiver alav. We spoke about it earlier. We spoke about it earlier from the Bereishis Rabbah. Sheisha hi yatzanis. By nature, women like to go out. She has a tzarach nafshi, latzeis min advayis. The women like to go out, do levaker krovim, be yedidim, right? On a standard Shabbos afternoon, a long day with the kids, women like to go to the park. This is normal. This is a normal thing in the world. Women like to go out. Keep it teva, pniya moed esachutza. What? Right, there are no parks with me, which is a chisarim. But, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn. Everybody went to the park. They went to the park, right? It's a zach. Naturally, women don't want to go outside. Therefore, very critical. The husband has to give his chance. Wife, time to go out. Don't be such a chaya. It's not going to be easy. You might actually wash the kids. I feel bad. One of the terms I used to use when I washed the kids when I was young was babysitting. So women corrected me. You know, you're parenting. Right? You laugh, but like, it's an achrayus. And you should feel that way because it is something that enables your wife to feel like a mensch is the wrong word, but whatever the female version of the mensch is. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to learn, and sometimes it's a mitzvah to battle. And it is bottling because you take a bottle, you put it in the mouth, and there's a shtickle batala. You get it? So there's bottling sometimes involved, but a good kind of bottling. Bitulo hui kiyuma. Yesha isha mevakeshes me baila. And sometimes there are those who ask their husbands, lavosa, lebikar krovim, to escort her to visit relatives, or yedidim, or friends. So nu, bevakasha zu, tzarich leschashev. That time you have to think. This is tricky, right? You shouldn't always be volunteering. He's not suggesting that you be like a full-time escort or a full-time babysitter or a full-time any of those things. But he's saying you have to find a pshara. You have to find a compromise between the extremes. Ben bikurim merubim biyoser, by always going out to visit, levein sheyeches muetes, emakrov mididim, to, you know, when it's applicable to go to relatives and friends. Habal though, but again, it's critical. This is part of the noseh ba'olam chavero, of understanding the other person's emotions. Sarich ladas has to know kirig sheik sharia mishpacha shalisha in base haria, that there is a connection, a familial connection with her parents.
Befrat,
particularly betkufas harishon, especially in the early stages of marriage, right? You know, you remember those days. So there's a deep connection between her and her parents in the initial start. It's very hard. You know, it's very hard to cut the cord, right? So it's very hard to for a woman. We're saying Pasuk, Al Kein Yazov Yishasi, you know, Yishno Esaviyah. The woman has to leave her parents' house. But it's hard. Sometimes a woman wants to stay in her house for long periods of time. Today, it's a little bit different, a connection. It's like mother-daughter. When a daughter first gets married, they're like, they're texting all day, right? So you're not physically in the house, but it's a deep connection there that becomes very difficult. Right? Let's say they live very close together. It could be that she'll want to visit her parents each and every day. Or to dabrim on the telephone, sichas aruchas, or they'll speak. They used to talk on telephones back in the day when these telephones were for exclusively talking with mouths. So that would happen. Habal margish atmo ksas nizah. The husband's going to feel bad. Al shadayin motzes ikr mekom beisa. Because this is tricky for a husband, right? Because you want to establish your bias. It's very hard to establish a bias when the wife is connected to her child at home. Right? Now it's interesting because there are different tkufos in Klal Yisrael. I didn't do any historical studies before this, but the Gemara speaks about that the husbands, that they used to add on what's called the Beis Chasanus, they used to add on a wing to the husband's home, and that's where they lived. But in the 19th century, if the woman had money, the husband just moved in with her family's house. So like different tkufos. But today, everybody establishes their own bias. And the husband feels a little bit... It's hard when the wife is always running back to her parents' house that you don't feel like you're establishing your own bias. Again, I don't feel like... It's just personally, like, I remember the first time I ran a Seder in my house. But like, you know, when you're going back to your in-laws, to your regular parents, you don't feel like you have that house. You feel like you're just like a middleman between the grandparents. But you establish your own home. So it's hard initially when this is happening. So the wife is one, right? See, after, but again, he's going to give a pshari here in a sec, which is important. So the Baal Magishimo Atzmo Ksas Nivze Al Shadayin Emotzes Ikr Mekom Mevesa Velkein Yashmiya Tainos of Alze. He has to listen to what she wants. O Yirtzalit Samsem Esakshar Mechazak Emil. He's going to want to limit these connections naturally. So what does he do? So you know, it's like this. Al Kain Yisazir No Habal B'Savlonis. The husband's got to be very, very patient. To nullify these connections that are emotional requires a lot of time. But what could the husband do? You want to establish your own home? Chas v'shalom, you want to stop the relationship your wife has with her parents? That's a wonderful thing. Habal yachol azor liyishto b'zeh. He could help her. Ayidei ribui sicha v'ritzo. Long conversations. You know why the wife turns to her mother? Because she doesn't feel like a husband to talk to. Right? The husband's sitting and busy working all day or learning all day or doing whatever he does all day or watching the Giants or whatever the husband does, and the wife, of course, is going to talk. So some people look at it as a positive. Okay, I'll be left alone all day. But if you want to establish a shalom bias, a bias of love, it doesn't go. How about Yochel Azor Yishto Bazeh? Right? Sheyev Shela Yoser Liftoach Velishvoch Es Liba Lefanov. Because the wife naturally wants to pour out and emote to him. When that happens, when the wife is able to emotionally emote, and repeat myself there, naturally what's going to happen is that's going to create the whole purpose of the relationship, the whole function. Like the Gros says, that eventually she's going to be connected more with her husband than she will with her father and mother. But it takes work. You're not going to all of a sudden go into the chuppah and then she's going to be more connected with her husband than she will be with her parents. You ever see the way people talk? It's very interesting. Newlyweds, the way they talk. I'm going home. You know, you're living in Washington Heights, wherever they're living, and they're like, I'm going home. You're not going home. You're going to your parents' house. But the language is striking. The natural thing people say is home. Eventually, it takes time, 5 years, 6 years. I don't even know when the tkufa is. But then you start using the lashon. When you don't have, you start saying, I'm going to my parents. I'm going to my in-laws. But at some point you say, I'm going to my wife's home, but it's got to change. But it requires the husband to be noisab ol emchavero, to really to feel the emotional tug strings of his wife, heart strings, pull strings, something strings, in order to develop that. But medrash amuva she'isha hi tzaitzonis. A woman is very, now I'm guessing from context that that word means curious. Wants to be informed. She wants to be notified. So it used to be in the olden days that we didn't know what happened in work before her husband got home, or you didn't know what was going on in the neighborhood before anybody got. But today, you know what's going on in everybody's life because they've already posted on Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp status.
Unless they put their WhatsApp on mute.
Right, but your wife traditionally doesn't, right? But the woman is a natural curious person. She wants to know what's going on. That's normal. Women like to know what we call the hack. He wrote to Ladas, call Mashakari, see what the Kali says. She wants to know what's going on in the community. Every week, we come home from shul, my mother would ask, Who was there? The same people were there the week before. I don't know why that question was always asked, but it was, no? Your mother's ask, or just my mother? My wife doesn't ask, my mother asks. Who was there? Right? People were there. And we go to the same shul, sit in the same seat for 18 years of my life. But it was, so who was there? But we told you. But women, that's the net. What, you know what? There are parts of your life that you bifurcate. Like, especially, think about Rosh Hashanah, right? So there's 20,000 guys who went without their families. They went to Uman. More? 20, how many?
Yeah, like
60,000 people.
I heard 45.
What? Whatever it is, throw the number out. But if they don't come home and tell their wives all about it. Yeah?
Bells. Bells is my boss.
Really?
Bells.
But when you come home, do you tell your wife about it? If you don't, what kind of chai are you? You know, like, that's not the way it is.
Your
wife doesn't hear about it after. The husband's responsibility is to tell the wife what's going on. There are things that in our eyes are not important. Aval bishvila, but for her, chashuv ledaso. So they need to know. What's going on? Ukechol she teid the yoser, the more she knows, man nishma bekila shalem, when she knows what's going on in the community, tofeches she ifasa latzeis man abayis l'shmo chadash mipiacher. Right? If you hold back stuff, right, from hearing things, she's going to hear from other people. So what, when you come home, just listen. What happened today? Well, I went to the water cooler, I got some coffee, and some people's work is more exciting than others. But if you have something that you want to share, it's chashuv that you share it with your wife, because otherwise she'll go to one searching out and find it from other people. Naturally, that's very important for women to know what's going on, what the hack is. It doesn't mean you speak Lashon Hara. Chas v'shalom, we don't speak about other people and what they're doing. But to share your news, there were times in my life in which I was dealing with very delicate situations and I would tell my wife, but I wouldn't tell who it was about. I'll never forget one time, for 2 months there was a maisa going on, she had no idea who it was. Then Purim, somebody came and said to my wife, you know where blank is? I know your husband knows. She goes, oh my gosh. And then she chapped twice. The last 2 months we're talking about such and such guy. So you have to be very careful what you share. But, it's an Indian to share. All right. Ad kan Perek Ravi. We'll give a brief introduction to Perek Hamishi. We'll learn one, right? That's the end. That's where you have it end. And we'll learn the end of Perek Hamishi. We'll start it. And this yisod of the beginning of Perek Hamishi is very important. It's a pasuk v'hu yim shalbach, which is the klala that was given to the women from eating from the Eitz Hadas. It says, Lios kolish sarer bebeiso. This is, of course, one of the, it's a play on words, because this is what Haman suggested to Achashverosh to send out, that all the men are going to rule over their house, which of course is a big joke, because I haven't met that man yet. So, but this is an important yesod that he sets up right. Kain sarech lesnahel bayis mesuka and mesuka. This is how a functional house operates. Ashagam Yisha wrote, also the wife wants it. The wife wants the husband to be in charge. What does that mean? Not really, but really. Kol Yisha wrote, says, she'inyani habayis. Every woman wants that the items of the house, yisnahalu, should be menahel, should be guided, al piv shel baal habayis, based on the husband. The wife wants the husband to run the Shabbos table. The wife might do everything behind the scenes. She wants the husband to run the trip. Hare kfar di minor le'elaz. We spoke about this earlier. Shemiteva v'she'ifaso sha'al yisha lios ezer kenegdo. Women aspire to be helpers. The women naturally want to win the best supporting actress. They don't want to win best actress. They want to be the person behind the scenes doing the stuff. Naturally. The lasos rason baila. They want to do the will of their husbands. But habal tzarech lases tshuva berus. Husband must give clear answers. Not hemming and hawing. Gam kishisha pona elav b'inyanim gashmi. Even when the wife asks you, what color do you think is nicer, red or blue? Have an answer. Don't say, watch what he says here. Eich l'sader sabayis. How to arrange the house. Malavashel, what to cook. Then he writes the parentheses. Afal pi she'ein lo shum inyan, parentheses, interest bedvarim eila. Even though he has no interest, have an answer. Because you know what you're telling your wife when you're saying, I don't really care, I don't care. You're saying, I don't care. If you say, I don't do what you want, it means, I don't care. Get out. Right? Hayim aleches im yaladim l'merkaz refuah. The wife asks, should I go to the doctor? Uleiz arofa, which doctor? Have an answer. I think we should go to doctor on the third floor. The al yechshav abal she'osa tov liv. Don't think like he's doing his wife a favor. Kishinosim l'rishus lasas mashali b'chavetz. You know, honey, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want means, I don't care. V'omer lo shetase kefi havanasa v'ritzona. Lo kein adav. Don't do that. Don't say, do whatever you wish, whenever you want, enjoy yourself. Lo ha'isha rotza l'rosa kebal abayis. The woman wants him to look like the owner. I'll never forget when I was younger. Schatosi ani maskir ayom, there was a movie. And the wife asks, the wife was pregnant. And she was thinking if she should get an abortion or not. So she says to the husband, what do you think? Should I get an abortion? And the husband looks at the wife and he says, every woman has the right to choose. And she looks at him and says, what are you running for Congress? That was the line, right? What are you running? He goes, I want to, don't think. Meaning that, we know what the husband's doing by saying that? He's letting go of his responsibility. You have to be involved in an active partner. Involved in an active partner, engaged with her. That's ultimately what a good, healthy relationship is. But saying, do whatever you want, go home. Nobody cares about you. All right. Zeige Zutten Stark.